AP News, I'm Mike Hempton. Hurricane Debbie makes landfall in Florida as a Category 1 storm. It's bringing with it the potential for catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge as it slowly passes over the northern part of the state. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been warning people to stay away from high water.
Do not go into flood waters. There could be dangerous debris, there could be downed power lines, and please do not drive your vehicles through flooded streets. The number one way we have fatalities as a result of floods is people trying to drive through the floodwaters.
Some areas, including Sarasota and Manatee counties, already have received 10 to 12 inches of rain. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it launched a drone attack early this morning on northern Israel that the Israeli military says wounded two Israeli troops. The violence comes amid fears of an all-out regional war following the killings last week of a senior Hezbollah commander and Hamas's top political leader. Olympic security means minorities and other potential terror suspects are having their freedom of movement curtailed. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports.
French authorities are making broad use of discretionary powers under an anti-terror law to keep hundreds of people, they deem to be potential security threats away from the Paris Olympics. Minorities are often among those forbidden from leaving their neighborhoods and required to report daily to police. Some lawyers are alarmed by the sweeping use of what has been described as a terribly dangerous tool. Lawyer Louise Contogianis says the Interior Ministry can place someone under house arrest, and we realize after that person has received the order that in fact their situation doesn't meet the conditions listed in the decree.
This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports on another huge weekend for Deadpool and Wolverine.
The movie Deadpool and Wolverine has set a box office record in its second week of release. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest.
Eventually, you're going to hang up the claws, and it's going to make a lot of people very sad.
Deadpool and Wolverine is now the highest grossing R-rated movie ever, not accounting for inflation. It made another $97 million in ticket sales domestically, according to studio estimates, for a two-week total of $395.6 million. The previous record holder for an R-rated film was The Passion of the Christ, with $370 million. Twisters is in second place this week. The Josh Hartnett thriller Trap debuts in third. Despicable Me 4 is number 4, with Inside Out 2 in 5th.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.